My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
For those in recovery, support from friends and family often leads to better outcomes. Here's to those who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. Visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose for information about treatment options and how to support those experiencing addiction.
Why does this room look amazing? What'd you change?
Oh, I just got these custom shades from Blinds.com. It's all online, so it's really easy. Great price, too.
Ugh, I remember shopping for Blinds. I waited around all day just to get a quote.
Hi, sorry I'm late. I know you said just the bedroom, but what do you feel about the
bathroom?
I feel
like I had to say yes, just to get rid of her.
All right, just go ahead and sign here and we'll get everything taken care of.
It took forever, and the worst part, hidden fees. How about you?
I chatted with my Blinds.com design consultant on my time, got free samples, and it was all super high quality at a great price. Plus, they make it easy to DIY or add installation like I did.
Blinds.com sounds way better.
Way better. And everything comes with their 100% satisfaction guarantee. Plus, check this out. I can control them from my phone.
Whoa, magic.
There's a better way. Shop Blinds.com for up to 45% off. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
All right, so we're talking about Brandon Ayuk. Reports are the 49ers are entertaining trade offers. There were four teams in the mix, including the Commanders. And according to reports, they removed themselves from consideration. Now, apparently, there's a framework of a deal, and it's down to two teams, including the Patriots. And we're wondering if you think the Commanders and Adam Peters specifically are botching it by not trying to trade for Brandon Ayuk. Let's go to the phones.
All right, let's go. Let me see here. Let's go to Jim in Tysons. Jim, what's up? Gone with the Junkies.
Good morning, guys. I really love your show. It's really fantastic.
Thanks, buddy.
And also the guy who answers the phone is a total pro, so just pass that along.
Oh, heavy metal cool. Chris.
Nice.
Yeah, and replaced.
Very nice.
What's up?
I'd like to say that I am definitely against the trade, especially for a first rounder or a second rounder. I think if you look at the team, if there was going to be a blockbuster trade, I think Peters is going to be graded on the offensive line. If I were him and I were going to use any kind of capital, I'd look for a disgruntled prime offensive lineman out there and see if I could get that. But definitely against this for the chemistry purposes.
Yeah. Yeah, I'm with you, brother. All right,
we had a couple
you,
people
Jim.
Tweet
Appreciate
us,
it, buddy.
Too, that they prefer a continuing of building the team without necessarily making a trade for Jaden Daniels. Hey, we've got some big news.
I think
Savannah McCann is going to break some big news here momentarily with some breaking sports news.
We have some breaking news out of Commanders training camp. This is per J.P. Finley. Jaden Daniels has been named QB1 on the first unofficial depth chart, according to Dan Quinn, and he will start Saturday's game.
Of course.
So Jaden Daniels is officially QB1 on the first unofficial depth chart, and you're going to see him start on Saturday.
Of course.
This is why I said it was much ado about nothing.
Yeah.
In the first place.
What would have blown my mind.
And EB came back irked, and we did two segments on calls about the possibility he wouldn't be named QB1
and he
wouldn't start in the preseason game. Chris Russell needs to call back.
He needs to apologize?
Maybe he needs to apologize.
Listen, it wasn't just Chris. I was on with Grant yesterday. It was Danny on vacation or something. I think it was. Danny was there. But if he was, forgive me. But I didn't hear Danny talking. Grant threw out that whole idea that he may not be listed as number one, and he also thought it was crazy.
Well, Dan passed the first test.
He passed the first test.
Passed the first with flying colors.
Yes, because anything else would have been shenanigans. It would have been a game. It would have been just dumb.
It would have been Ron-like.
Right.
We're everyone here is still in Ron mode. We gotta change our brains.
Yeah, and this was the right move. You don't want to give a kid anything, but he's passed every test with flying colors so far. I got guys that have been out to camp that are DMing me that it's not even close. Like, he's just blowing everybody away. He's the guy. So what are you going to name number two guy? What are you going to put Sam Hartman ahead of him? No, it made no sense. My head was exploding at the mere thought of thinking that he would do anything otherwise. But of course I'm right again. Of course. It would just have been so dumb.
I said that.
I know. I agree with you.
I said it. I actually told you there was no reason to get worked up. You got worked up for a little bit.
I got worked up at the thought of it.
No, he has Ron. Eric has Ron brain.
Yeah.
Yep. You have Ron brain.
No,
No. I'm saying that you're.
Well, it was very Ron-like.
This organization has acted very non-football-like for the last 4 years.
Yeah. If Ron would play games,
yes,
about competition, blah, 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 everybody knew the starters, of course he was going to be number one. All right.
Put it up, though, as our Junkies poll of the day presented by Scotty's Vodka.
What was the question?
Maryland made super smooth love throughout the DMV. It's completely irrelevant now. It was, if Dan Quinn doesn't start Jaden Daniels in the first preseason game, is he making a mistake?
Yes.
45% said yes. 55% said no.
Oh, but they're just being nice.
But he will start.
Of course.
Now the question is, how much time is he going to be on the field? I suspect it's going to be two series. And we're going to talk about
nothing.
4 for 7.
Nothing. You're talking about nothing.
Hopefully 4 for 7. You know, it might be like 2 for 4 with a couple of swing passes.
I don't think he's going to throw 7 passes. I don't see any scenario where he throws 7 passes because they're likely to go 3 and out in 1 or 2 of the series. What do you think? We're going to march down the field and have 80-yard drives?
There are a couple first downs.
In the first preseason game? Unlikely.
All right, maybe I'm being aggressive. I've told you, I would have the guy sling it at least 15 times and have 30 snaps.
All right, let's go.
Build a rhythm.
Let's go to Antoine. He passed the test, and I thought he would.
I was going to say, I'm looking at C.J. Stroud's numbers from his preseason debut. Against the Patriots,
mm-hmm.
Yeah. two for four.
Yep,
with
that's what I suspect.
With an interception,
right?
Yeah.
Antoine, what's up, buddy?
Nothing. Glad Jaden got the nod for the starting position.
Right. You're not going to insult him.
Yeah, that's cool. But I was still on the kind of ties in. I was still on the Brandon Ayuk situation.
All right.
I want to get, and the only reason I say that is let's take the Bengals blueprint. Mm-hmm. Where they drafted the Heisman winner quarterback in Burrows and then proceed to go get his number one target that he was comfortable with.
Right.
We see how that worked out. It's a coincidence that we have a draft Heisman winning quarterback and we have the chance to go get a top 10 receiver that he has chemistry with that wants to come play with him. It's a big injustice. And not just him being in this top 10. Let's remember, like you just said about Ron. Ron wasn't our first choice at head coach. Neither was Dan Quinn. Nobody wants to come here and coach. Nobody wants to come here and play in their prime. So when you have somebody try to push their way here, it's more than a disservice. It's disrespectful. If you really want to help Jaden out, get him somebody that you have chemistry with, a top 10 receiver. Actually, your caller said earlier that our receivers had issues getting separation, correct? I mean, the guy that you was just talking about.
Yes. Russell, I think he said that in the first week. He thought that the receivers weren't shining particularly.
Exactly. And that's the disjustice. But anyway, like I said, nobody wants to come here in their prime, and we're happy with Ertz, and we're happy with Wagner. But that's our MO. We get players that's long in their tooth. We need to get a little younger and try to win games like everybody else. Mind you, we won 4 games last year, fellas. Right. So anything that we turn out, we got to stop acting like the cute chick at the prom. And I'll let y'all talk.
All right. Thank you, Antoine. There's something to be said for that, I suppose. Listen, if they were able to pull off a deal and they had him here, I don't care. I'm not like other guys, like, where I care about what they're paying. I don't care. I'll let them figure that out. And I've always had the notion that you can outrun the cap and you can figure out shenanigans. It might cost you a player or two here or there at some point, but I don't care what they pay him. I just wonder. I just feel like it's a little bit of a luxury item. It's just a little bit early in the process.
If you brought him here
and he was playing and he was lined up, I'd be fired up.
If you're just catching up, here's your update. And EB and I both said we didn't agree with Russell. They named Jaden Daniels the starter for the preseason game, and he is atop the depth chart.
Right.
QB1.
Anything else would have been shenanigans.
Would have been shenanigans, and
it would have been disingenuous.
It would have been insulting your star player.
It would have been insulting the fans. It would be insulting my intelligence. It's like when we had Ron on, and he claimed he didn't know what the name of the team was going to be. Correct. A half hour before they released it.
Yeah.
It's insulting.
And then the Brandon Ayuk deal, fans are going to be upset. It ain't happening. According to all reports, it ain't happening. Right. Adam Peters and the organization, they've bowed out. And it looks like, I was watching Good Morning Football during the break, the reporters all saying he's more likely to be traded now than stay in San Francisco. So that tide has turned, because 2 days ago, in all likelihood, he was staying in San Francisco. And then something changed, and they're going to deal him. But it ain't going to be here. They're dealing him, it looks like, to New England or Cleveland. Unless Washington gets back in or the Steelers get back in. But it's down to those two teams. They say there's a framework of a deal, and the Commanders have withdrawn from consideration.
Which, you know what? It's fine with me. If they brought him in, I'd be excited. This guy would be thrilled. But right. I don't think it's a necessary item right now.
If you want to chime in, 800-636-1067. We're the Junkies. Be right back.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
In life and recovery, every day is a little different. Embrace the good days, the not so good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
Why does this room look amazing? What'd you change?
Oh, I just got these custom shades from Blinds.com. It's all online, so it's really easy. Great price, too.
Ugh, I remember shopping for blinds. I waited around all day just to get a quote.
Hi, sorry I'm late. I know you said just the bedroom, but what do you feel about the
bathroom?
I feel
like I had to say yes, just to get rid of her.
All right, just go ahead and sign here and we'll get everything taken care of.
It took forever. And the worst part? Hidden fees. How about you?
I chatted with my Blinds.com design consultant on my time, got free samples, and it was all super high quality at a great price. Plus, they make it easy to DIY or add installation like I did.
Blinds.com sounds way better.
Way better. And everything comes with their 100% satisfaction guarantee. Plus, check this out. I can control them from my phone.
Whoa, magic.
There's a better way. Shop Blinds.com for up to 45% off. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.